With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Mushrooms have started popping up in people's lawns recently, and people have been calling in with questions about them. Are they a sign of problems in the lawn? Could they make my children or pets sick? The answer is, as with most things in horticulture, it depends. Mushrooms are the fruiting bodies of many, many different species of fungi, and almost all mushrooms grow out of their food source. Mushrooms can be either saprophytic or parasitic. Saprophytic fungi will grow off of organic matter that is already dead and decaying, while parasitic fungi will grow on live organic matter and rot the plant that it's growing on. When mushrooms grow in your yard, 95% of the time they are going to be saprophytic. Yards where grass clippings are recycled back into the soil during mowing are more likely to encourage mushroom growth. If you don't recycle grass clippings but are still seeing mushrooms, it is likely that you have excessive thatch buildup encouraging the mushroom growth. Breaking up the thatch will not only solve your mushroom problem but will also keep the roots of your turf grass healthy. Sometimes mushrooms will grow in a circle or arc. These are commonly called fairy rings. They are a sign that the mycelium, essentially the roots of the fungus, have spread throughout the soil in the entire circle. These mushrooms are saprophytic, so they won't rot your turf, but can still cause water retention problems within the circle and potentially kill grass off through drought. Sometimes fairy rings are harder to spot because there are no mushrooms, but the fungus is still present in the soil. In these cases, there will be a circle of grass that is either dying or significantly greener than the surrounding area. Fairy rings in lawns typically won't need treatment, but it is generally a good idea to mow down any mushrooms, since most that grow in fairy rings are toxic, albeit non-fatal. Mushrooms can also grow on trees, and unlike yard mushrooms, these have a much higher chance of being parasitic and actively killing the tree. It's important to properly identify a mushroom on a tree to determine whether it parasitizes the tree or is just feeding on dead bark. Parasitic mushrooms are the final sign that your tree is about to become a hazard to the things and people around it, especially if the mushroom is growing at the base of the tree. Circling back around to fairy ring mushrooms one final time, it is important to keep an eye on pets and small children that might be tempted to put the bright white mushroom into their mouths. One of the most commonly consumed poisonous mushrooms is the false parasol, aka Chlorophyllum malignitatis, aka the vomiter, a nickname that tells you what to expect after you eat it. These will be in and out of fairy rings in many yards during the cool seasons as well as after consistent rain. The reason so many people eat this mushroom and then suffer severe gastrointestinal symptoms is because it is a close lookalike to a commonly consumed mushroom called the parasol. Never eat or let anyone else eat a mushroom that you are not 100% sure of the identity of, and if you think you have ingested a poisonous mushroom, contact your local poison control center. Better yet, get a second opinion on the mushroom's identity and edibility before consuming, and a third, and maybe even a fourth. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.